This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Okay, so all of that said, interview number two now from the Pew Research Center, whose study out today shows, as I said, that not everybody agrees that the economy is all sunshine and light. Ruth Agelnik, she is a senior researcher at Pew. Ruth, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
If I say that 70% of respondents to this survey that y'all did, if I say that they believe the economy is rigged, is that too strong a word?
I would say that they think that the economy is unfairly favoring powerful special interests. So we asked whether the economy was generally fair or whether it unfairly favored these powerful interests, and 7 in 10 Americans said that they did not think it was fair.
We should point out there is a partisan divide here, as with most things in this country now.
That's right. Republicans are about evenly split, with about half of Republicans saying the economy is generally fair and half of the economy saying it unfairly favors these special interests, whereas Democrats sort of overwhelmingly say that the economy is not fair.
Yeah. Okay, so brass tacks here. Who's got the power?
So we asked Americans who they thought had too much power and influence in today's economy, and about 8 in 10 or more Americans said that politicians, large corporations, and people who are wealthy had too much power. We also had majorities saying health insurance companies, banks, and other financial institutions, and tech companies had too much power.
Let me ask you then, who doesn't have the power or is powerless, I suppose, is another way to put it.
Yeah, we asked who people felt did not have enough power, and Americans pointed to people who were poor, the middle class, and interestingly, small businesses.
Yeah, say more about that, because when I read this and small businesses came up, that's the thing that got me on the phone with you, to be honest.
Yeah, and one interesting thing was we saw a partisan divide in how Democrats and Republicans looked at a number of these groups. Republicans were less likely than Democrats to say that large corporations had too much power. But when it came to small businesses, Democrats and Republicans were largely in agreement that small businesses did not have enough power in today's economy.
So what else do people need to know about this? I mean, as they read this and they hear that, you know, 7 in 10 people think the economy is unbalanced, shall we say, instead of rigged, what are they supposed to do with that information?
It's hard to say what people are supposed to do. In this survey, we did sort of dive into what Americans think about economic inequality in general. And while most Americans say that there's too much economic inequality in the country, they didn't rank it particularly highly as an issue. So it's hard to sort of say how that will play out.
Ruth Agelnik, she's a senior researcher at the Pew Research Center. Ruth, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.